Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
That sound right there means it's time to play Beat the Bank.
All right.
We have three names in front of us, and you have a big job if you're one of these names, because we have stuff scheduled that requires our phone lines to be open, so we do need you to call us.
Okay.
Because if you don't, then we're going to have to open it up for everybody, and then it's going to set us back a bit.
Woo, what a mess.
You know. So we really need one of you three to call back. That's what we're saying. Big Al, do you have the names?
I do have the names. They are Lindsay Button, Melinda Innes, David Turner. That's David Turner, Melinda Innes, or Innes. Lindsay Button, give us a call, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You have 10 minutes to give us a call. Please call us.
You'll be basically MVP of the day.
Yeah.
We need you to call in. We'll play again an hour from now. We'll call three more names. And if they don't call, like we said, we'll open it up for everybody to play. But right now, it's just those three names. We need dialing the phones.
Got it.
Real quick from the text, because you can't text the show. Big Al was saying grass is greener on the other side and about fertilizing it. And
yeah, you need to fertilize on both sides. So that way it won't be greener on one side than the other.
Amy wrote us and said, the grass is greener on the other side because it's fertilized with bullcrap.
Okay.
See? There you go.
Well, make sure. Just make sure you plow it on both sides, cultivate it.
Stay in your yard.
Yeah.
So I've been telling you guys I did something I've never done for the first time in my life, and I will probably never do this again.
Why? Well, tell us what it was.
Well, it must have been very negative, I'm assuming.
No, it's not negative. It's just stress-filled. I planned a surprise birthday party for my wife, Kinsey.
Okay. You did.
For the last 2 weeks, I've been secretly going in the closet, pretending I'm taking a shower, turning on the shower and going in the closet and texting her friends because you got to set up venues, dinner, cake, all these little things you don't think about when you actually plan a party and everybody knows about it. Because then it's out in the open. It's like, oh, hey, did you get this? Did you get that? No,
I was wondering how you're going to pull this off, because I'm like, you should have just delegated this to one of her best girlfriends. Yeah. And then it keeps you out of the texting game.
Well, I want to be involved.
From you. And it just takes one person to slip up.
Yeah.
Weeks and weeks of planning, one slip up, over.
I was really, because I held out on telling Al till like 2 days prior.
Why?
Because I didn't want you to see Kinsey and be like, hey, I'll see you on Saturday.
I never see Kinsey.
I know, but my luck.
You're right. It's smart to keep it as secret as you can.
Or you would have said something on the radio like, oh, we're going out this weekend with JC and Kinsey. And then it could have been blown. It's those little things. And she did start calling me out with like the last week leading up to it.
Okay.
She kept to the point where you want to throw the phone at her and be like, look at my phone. This
calling
is what's been going on.
For being on your phone. Like, what are you doing on your phone?
She was accusing you of
Kelly, I think Kinsey got a little upset towards the end with, like, the lack of, you know. I told
all
JC.
The secrecy.
It is an absolute lose-lose for a guy planning a surprise party, because then your significant other thinks you're not doing anything for her birthday.
Exactly.
That's the main thing. And,
yeah.
And Kelly, you know this about Kinsey. She's always talked about how she would love a surprise birthday party. But I don't do it because she brings it up so often that it's not going to be a surprise.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those where like, well, I can't do it now if you brought it up.
Right.
But this year she didn't mention it.
Okay.
And one of her friends said, you know, she brought up the idea and she said, hey, Kinsey's always wanted the surprise party. She's not mentioning it this year. Let's go for it.
It's not a monumental birthday. It's not a round number.
Right.
Which in turn makes it perfect for it to be a surprise. And so the day before, on Friday, we're sitting on the couch. And we're watching Straight Outta Compton, and she's on her phone nonstop.
Straight Outta Compton.
Just on her phone, just bop, 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 bop. And I finally turned at her, and I was like, are you gonna watch the movie, or are you just going to be on your phone the whole night, or what's going on? And she goes, well, I'm planning my birthday, since nobody cares.
I can hear her saying that.
And that's a good response, because it is her birthday, and frankly, she had nothing. Except for...
That she knew of.
What was your response to that statement?
Ooh.
You have to tread lightly, because my response in my head was, look at my dang phone. And then I'll tell you who's planning something. But I responded with, no, it's all good. Me and you are going to dinner. It's going to be fun. And she goes, yeah, but me and you always go to dinner. I want some of my friends to come. And nobody seems to be able to come out for my birthday. Everybody hates me. So turn into this sad night for her on Friday night.
Oh, boy.
Because Kinsey had been texting her girlfriends, and I got one like, will you please come out tomorrow? Jose and I are going to dinner. If you're around, will you come? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, I felt terrible, but I didn't know what to say.
Maybe.
Oh, man. If you look at her phones, at her text messages from the night before, she texted, I would guess, about 60 people.
And
every person is like, no. Sorry.
I didn't realize some of her girlfriends were like, I'm not going to be able to meet up.
Yeah, nobody. Aww. Nobody could do it. And it's because of this. And so on Saturday, I could tell she was down on Saturday. So I was like, hey, why don't you go to the Mac store, get your makeup done. You know, not the computer, but
Mac makeup.
Go get your makeup done. Me and you will go to dinner. It'll be a good time. Yeah. We had reservations set up for 8:30. I told everybody to show up at 8.
Yep.
You know, I told Al 7:30. And this was where you have to be tricky because she wanted to leave at 7 o'clock at night. I tried to get the babysitter at 8, but she called her and said, no, get here at 7.
She wanted to get started early.
She wanted to get, because she wanted to go home by midnight. But the party didn't start till 8:30 and we're supposed to go till 2. So now I'm driving down.
I realized at 8:15, I'm like, oh, I better get there because this is a surprise party. I haven't done one of these in a minute.
Right.
So we get the Lyft to show up and it's Santa Claus. And I'm like, great, it's Santa Claus, dude. It was full-on Santa Claus. Beard, he had the Santa hat.
What's up with that?
He had the candy canes. He just looks like Santa Claus.
It's October.
I know. But I saw this as an opportunity to buy time because he looked like Santa Claus. I'm like, hey, do you mind if our kids come out here and take pictures with you and sit on your lap and tell you?
Good call. Good
news. And he goes, absolutely. So I see kids down the street. I'm like, hey, kids, Santa's here. So kids are coming down the street and they're sitting on his lap.
Great idea.
You know he does that for extra tip money.
I tipped them.
Okay, just make his shirt.
Because you could tip on the Lyft app afterwards. I give him a nice fat tip.
All right, good.
Because for 10 minutes, we had people sitting on his lap and he was getting
candy canes. That's perfect.
And he was such a gentleman
Waste
about it.
A little time.
The whole time I thought he rode reindeer.
No. Yeah, it's
the off season, nope. Jenna.
I think
Santa gonna do in the off season to make some coin?
He's a Lyft driver, I had no idea.
He's got a nice Sentra.
Cool.
Pretty cool. So we're driving down and I'm thinking I bought us enough time. We get around the corner from the restaurant and my buddy texts me, his wife is helping us plan. He goes, dude, abort.
Oh,
we're not ready.
What?
Abort.
Oh no.
And I'm literally outside of the restaurant.
What?
It's only 7:50. And I'm crap. She's gonna see somebody inside the restaurant. She recognizes. I saw one of her friends because you could see.
We weren't there yet.
Yeah, nobody was there yet. And he goes, "Dude, abort." So we're outside. I'm like, "Hey, Santa, do you mind taking a picture with my wife not facing the restaurant?" And he goes, "Yeah, absolutely." So I'm taking a picture while trying to look to see where her friends are and plan my next move. So I say, "Okay." I take the picture and she starts walking towards it. I grab her by the hand. I'm like, "Why don't we go grab a drink at this bar around the corner?"
Good call.
And she goes,
"You're in front of the restaurant that you're going to,
right in front of it, out." And there's a bar in there. And I told her this whole time, I'm like, "And we got to go at 8:30 because it's so packed. Too many people want to go to this place." The place was empty when we showed up. And she goes, "I thought it was packed." I was like, "Yeah, they're probably going to show up." So I'm like, so she starts walking to go around the corner in front of the restaurant, and I grab her again. I'm like, "Let's walk through the alley because it's more romantic." It's more romantic or dangerous.
You could throw her up against the wall and do that whole Kelly Raspberry
fantasy. At this point,
you've
made it weeks, and it hasn't been spoiled, and you're like minutes away.
Yeah, I'm not going to ruin it within minutes of this happening.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm making this happen.
I got you.
So we go down. She goes along with it. We go down the alley. We go around the corner. We go to a bar. We have a couple drinks. And then I finally get the text. All the roosters are in the hen house.
Whatever. Okay.
Because they're trying to, you know, trying to get after the girls. We had code names.
Sure.
Doesn't make sense. Whatever. So we walked over. And as soon as we walk in, we had the reservation was the first table as soon as you walk in.
Yeah.
And
yeah, couldn't miss us.
Yeah, I couldn't miss. I opened the door for Kinsey, got my phone out so I could Snapchat it because it didn't happen unless it was on Snapchat.
Right.
And I hit record and everybody screamed, "Surprise!"
Surprise!
I didn't know how Kinsey was going to react because part of me thought that she already knew what was happening.
Yeah.
She put both hands up to her face and started bawling.
She did.
Yeah, it was sweet. The video was very
sweet.
She did,
yeah.
I put it up on my Instagram and it was on Snap. I think it's gone now, but She put him up to her.
She was weeping.
Weeping.
I mean, obviously tears of joy and surprise, but she was weeping. Then everyone had to go crowd around her like, no, yeah. It's okay.
And embarrassment for being such a jerk because you were planning something the whole time.
I think that was part of it. I think that was part of it. And the first thing she says when she takes her hands off of her face, she goes, I ruined my Mac makeup. the whole time. So the surprise went well.
Good.
Raiders lost. Florida beat Mizzou. Beat the Bang. Beat the Bang.
Yeah, that's your update right there.
That's your ESPN update.
We'll catch up with everything that happened down there. Football games with Kelly Raspberry.
Yep.
Later on.
A little good luck charm.
And thank you to everybody for coming to Kinsey's birthday.
Yeah, it
you
was
were
fun,
here. Kelly was out of town. I know she would have been there if she was here.
I would have.
It was fun.
And my apologies to the friends that I missed on the text. That was a little stressful. Nothing against you. It's just you missed.
Always gonna miss somebody.
Yeah, you're gonna
always
miss somebody.
Gonna miss somebody.
So, my bad if I did. But let's get to Beat the Bank round one here. Lindsay Button, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, did you just wake up, Lindsay?
No, I'm actually on my way bringing my kids back to my house. We was at their dad's this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Okay. What part of Louisiana are you in?
I'm sorry, say it again.
What part of Louisiana are you in?
Well, I was in Donaldsonville, but I'm going all the way back down to Cutoff right now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Love that accent. I love Cajun accent.
There you go.
I can always tell.
Kids got school today?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Thank God.
Right?
That's a mom right there. All right, Lindsay. Well, here's how it works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault with the banker. It is a Monday, so he's been tricky on Mondays. We don't know how he's going to do. But the longer you stay in there, the more money you can make from the banker. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, which could be $1,000. Still have to yell stop when he says that, okay?
Okay.
Because if you don't and the door closes, you know what happens, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, of course. You lose everything.
Right.
Yep.
And you could use a couple extra bucks, right?
Oh, definitely.
We all could. Big Al, how are you feeling this morning?
I think our banker, Lindsay, may be loosening up his buttons this morning. I feel pretty good.
He feels pretty good.
His button.
Yeah, I got it.
Loosening his buttons because he ate too much? What?
I don't know. I was just trying to make a little analogy.
A button joke?
A button joke.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just button it up.
Yeah, I've been hearing that all my life.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Wasn't original, huh?
Yeah.
Wasn't the first one to spring out.
Yeah, all right. All right, Lindsay. Well, you feel it out. Go with your gut feeling. It's time to get inside the vault and play
Beat the Bank.
$350. $370. $390. $410.
Oh, stop.
Girl.
Was it 410?
You can handle it.
$410.
Yeah, that's all right. Bird
you
in the hand, baby.
Handle it.
Bird in the hand.
Hey.
All right, Lindsay Button, $410. What are you going to do with it?
I'm probably going to put towards the house that me and my boyfriend trying to fix up for kids and I.
Okay.
Go.
Make it nice.
There you go.
That'll help you for sure. All right, Lindsay, well, you got that. That's all yours, $410. Just for fun, we want to see how high the banker would have gone, okay?
Okay.
$450. $520.
Oh, my God.
$710. $820.
Oh, babe. So you got half of it.
Yeah, half of it.
It's better than nothing.
That's right.
True.
That's right, girl. You fix up that house. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, get home safely. There you go. Lindsay Button, our first player of the day with $410. We'll play again an hour from now. Sign up at KidNation.com if you haven't done so. It's all it's a lottery. We just pull random names that a computer does. And we call them right there. Earlier on the show, Big Al Mac, let us know today is
Bosses Day.
Bosses Day.
It is National Bosses Day.
Now, we could have gone and done a, hey, give us a call and tell us the dumbest thing your boss has ever done.
Stupid, yeah, your boss. Nightmare boss.
Nightmare boss.
I just felt like there's so much mudslinging, you know what I'm talking about, so much negativity going around right now. Why don't you call us and tell us how great your boss is?
Yeah, why drag your boss through the mud when it's Bosses Day?
It's Bosses Day.
Let's talk about the good stuff he's done for you. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Like, for an example, Al, what did our boss George do for us?
You know what? Our boss is always
doing nice stuff
for us. But when Kid passed away, who was a little more than 3 years ago, he really, really went to bat for us because we didn't know if we were going to have a job. We didn't know if the show was going to go away. And he went to bat with us or for us like no other. And that's the reason we're sitting here talking to you right now. Well, it's because of George.
Yeah. When we say he put all the money on the table and bet on us.
He did.
He literally put all of it on the table and bet on our show.
And we didn't know what the future held.
And our staff.
And because of our boss, we are sitting here right now today. So call us and tell us about how great your boss is.
We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Lindsey Button played it safe, won $410 with Beat the Bank. Less than an hour away from playing round two. Sign up happens at KidNation.com. We also have $1,000 to give away to a deserving teacher here today.
Nice.
Sometime today we'll do that. Got to get into Kelly's weekend.
I know. Road trip.
A lot of firsts going on there during that trip with Alan. With Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
There you go.
He did not get to do any magic this weekend.
What?
He brought it, but it just never worked out.
I thought he would be the halftime show.
All right.
Oh, that would be cool. Kelly sitting on the seats. Where's Alan?
Substituting for the Red Raider marching band. Yeah. Alan.
He's on the field. From the text, OMG, it's Boss's Day. Yeah. You saved my butt. Walgreens, here I come. That's from Jessica. So.
It is Boss's Day.
And also, why does JC keep referring to bosses as he? Because I'm sexist, duh.
There you go. Embrace it.
Own it.
I think it's just because I have a guy boss, that's why.
Yeah, we just happen to have a guy boss.
That just happens.
I've had both.
We know there's lady bosses.
That's not intentional. I know there's female bosses. I've had a few. And they're very nice. Treat me just as nicely. All right, we asked you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us the nicest things your bosses do for you.
Yeah, it's Boss's Day, so let's celebrate it.
Yeah, what does she do for you?
Or he. Don't be sexist, JC.
Sorry about that, Al. From the text before we go to the phones here, on my way to buy donuts for my boss, .. Wait for it, .. He's a cop.
Nice,
well
nice,
played.
Nice.
Everybody likes donuts.
Yeah. My boss brings someone in once a month to give our whole company a 15-minute massage.
Really?
Wow.
From Dita.
Wow.
Wow.
Awesome.
That is really cool.
It's very cool.
I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
We marking these down so we can tell George?
Yeah, right?
Actually, that's great. I love that.
Our producer, White Cheddar, came in here and he's like, hey, just heads up. Our boss is not going to be here today.
Taking boss's day off.
Taking boss's day off. And I think he's celebrating his anniversary with his wife.
Busy.
I was hospitalized for a week, 3 weeks before my wedding, and my boss didn't make me use my time off, so I had enough time for my honeymoon.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
That's really cool. Okay. My boss brings me fresh apples and slices them for me every day. I seriously can't eat an apple anymore unless he's there to slice it up for me.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Brings apples and slices them up?
That's from Ashley in West Virginia.
That's another level.
That's so cool.
Well, I hope our boss is listening.
Yeah.
I'd like to have fresh fruit sliced and delivered to me.
Man, he slices them?
Thanks for bringing an orange. Can you peel it for me?
That's like your mom right there. My boss, Dr. Kumar, is the best ever. He's taking the whole dental office and spouses on a cruise next week to Mexico.
Woo!
Can't wait. That's from Laura.
That must be a dentist thing. My other friend worked for a dentist who would do that.
Hmm. Do you get a discount?
I don't know, but he would take his staff.
I've seen it. I don't know if it was necessarily
on vacation.
Yeah.
But I've seen it.
I would love that because, you know, I always forget toothpaste. But if you go out of town with all your dentists,
everybody
has some toothpaste.
They probably have extra toothbrushes and stuff for you.
Yeah.
My boss is a principal. He's the best one I've ever worked for. On little kids' birthdays, he will dress up like Batman and make special appearances.
That's cute.
Very cool. Aww. Very cool.
Aw. All right, let's go to the phones.
Yep.
Let's start it off here with Jill. I think a lot of these are going to hit us in the feels. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
So you had an accident.
Yes.
What happened?
I had an accident back in November, and I had a brain injury and a couple of broken bones, my shoulders, my pelvis, my face, you name it, it was broken.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man.
And you had a brain injury as well?
Yeah, brain injury, a brain bleed. I was in pretty bad shape. And actually, when they arrived, they had me called as a fatality.
Oh, my goodness. And what did your boss do for you, Jill?
Well, I really wanted to go back to work. And I wasn't supposed to go back to work, but I wanted to go back to work. And 2 months after my accident, I went back to work. And she took me on. And even though I couldn't do the job I previously was doing, she let me come back in and do the office work. And I couldn't even file in alphabetical order. Mm. I couldn't put sentences together. I could barely do anything. But she, even if I could do one task a day,
that's awesome.
Whatever it was, she was there for me, and she encouraged me, and she was 100% amazing, hands down the best boss.
What's your boss's name?
Lisa Quigley.
Hey, Lisa Quigley. You get a
happy Boss's Day, Lisa.
That's so cool that she did that for you, Jill. We're so glad you're doing well.
Yep.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about your boss.
Tell us about your boss. Go ahead.
Okay. Last Christmas, I had a department store Santa Claus promise my daughter an American Girl doll, and I was done with Christmas shopping. It was like 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah.
And I was freaking out, didn't know what I was going to do, and he actually bought the American Girl doll for her.
Oh, because Santa forgot. Santa gets so busy, kids.
Santa sometimes works through helpers,
yes.
JC.
Yeah.
And this boss was Santa's helper.
Yeah, that's
right.
Nice.
And it meant a lot. It meant a whole lot to me.
Oh, and what's your boss's name?
Eric McCarthy.
Eric. Way to go, Eric.
Aww. Good job.
Them dolls ain't cheap.
No, right. No. I'm trying to steer my daughter away from them.
Mm.
You're gonna fall for it.
I know. I'm always gonna fall
pretty
for
incredible.
It.
Pretty incredible. I'm gonna see you at that braid
they
bar.
They are fun, man.
With the braid bar.
The hairstylist for the dolls.
Okay, this is huge here. Meredith, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hey,
what did your boss do for you?
My boss bought me a house.
Whoa.
Say what?
What?
Yeah.
Please explain.
I'm a single mom. And I was going to school full-time and working full-time, and I was really struggling to find a place that was in a good neighborhood that was safe for myself and my kids and in my price range. And I was talking to my boss about it and just how stressful it was. And he was like, well, are you only looking to rent? And I was like, yeah, because I have student loan debt. And he was like, well, start looking to buy. And I was like, I just told you I can't afford to buy anything. He was like, yeah, but I can. And so I picked the house, and he paid for it cash and made sure that the whole house was furnished and that I had dishes and all that kind of stuff. I had a washer and dryer, a couch, everything, so I didn't have to put any more money towards it.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, wow.
Wow.
Your move, George.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, what is your boss's name?
Weldon Dietz.
What a
right.
What an awesome man.
Everybody's going to be applying for jobs.
Yeah.
That well, company.
Mr. Weldon's not hiring right now, you guys. We had an influx of people coming in to get more jobs.
That's awesome.
Oh, Meredith, congratulations.
That is big time.
Wow, that's cool. That is a cool boss right there.
To say the least.
Even got the dishes. Even the dishes.
There's so many questions I want to ask.
I know we can't.
Yeah, no, we can't.
Just accept it for what it is.
Yeah, sometimes your boss will just do that.
That's craziness. Wow, okay.
That's awesome. Way to go, Weldon.
Remember we used to make kids so mad because every Christmas we used to pretend like we thought he was buying us cars?
Yeah. He loved that joke. Yeah. He thought that was hilarious.
He showed us.
Oh, he was so happy when we would play that on.
He showed us. Yeah. Never fell for it.
Not once. He could have tricked us one day and pretended like he got us cars, but he didn't. All right. That was fun. Keep them coming on the text and on Facebook. We love seeing your
up bosses. Top that one.
You can't.
Our boss buys us breakfast every Wednesday.
Right.
Well, he didn't buy you a house.
Oh, he's taking you on a cruise? Good for you.
Yep. She got a house. With dishes.
With dishes.
And a couch.
With dishes.
With everything.
And a couch.
Yeah. Even if your boss bought you a house,
I can't wrap my brain around that.
I like to fancy myself as a decent boss. I ain't doing that.
You offered to buy one of yours a suit.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
You gave yours a scooter, one of the guys.
Yeah.
That's nice. Oof. Not a house, though.
Wow.
Never can top a house.
All right. We still got to get the $1,000 to a teacher sometime during this show. And Kelly's Weekend with Allen.
Yeah.
Out at a football game. Was homecoming.
Yeah. Talk about that.
Red Raiders.
A lot of firsts for
Kelly. It's always about the game.
Yeah. All right, we'll get into it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So if you're a teacher, we've been asking you to go to Kid Nation and let us know in 100 words or less, or so, what you would do with $1,000. Teachers, what do you need?
Always
something. That was the
question. Always something.
And you're the unsung heroes. You do this voluntarily. You go to school for years, and you don't make much money. We know that. You deserve much, much higher pay. And a lot of the supplies that you see in the classrooms and the decorations, they come out of their pockets.
You have to.
Yeah.
A lot of these schools, they don't have a budget for the teachers to bring in what they need for the kids to succeed.
Right.
So that's why we wanted to help them out and give them $1,000. I know, I wish it could be more, but $1,000 goes a long way. We have a letter here that we received for our What Do You Need teachers. Jenna, would you read that, please?
I'd love to. Hey there, we have gotten a theater program together as a pathway here at Windsor, but sadly have no budget. The $1,000 would greatly help us by allowing us to get headsets and sound equipment as well as backdrops so that our students can perform. We are losing our performance space as they redecorate the cafeteria, and the students are so worried about where they're going to be able to perform. We can use the old gymnasium, but the sound is horrible, hence the need for the microphone headsets. The students work so hard on their one-act plays, but sadly often cannot be heard, even in the present space, with our sad, outdated equipment. And that is from Kelly Green, a teacher at Windsor Forest High School.
And hi, Kelly. You're on the phone with us right now.
Hi. How are you doing?
Doing awesome. I also hear that today is your guys' first day back to school.
Yes, from the hurricane.
You guys got hit hard, huh?
Yeah, the island's quite a bit, yeah, because we're right on the water, and just trees everywhere because nothing's hit in so long.
Yeah.
That luckily, no one was killed or anything, but we had a lot of flooding and a lot of trees down, power just coming back in certain places, yeah.
Wow. So on top of that, you guys are dealing with the storm.
Yeah, but this is an awesome surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you the
happy first day back?
Yeah, Kelly, so are you the theater teacher?
Yes, I am the theater teacher, and I guess kind of my own little department.
Yeah.
You know, we have the kids do a lot of stuff. We don't have a budget, so we do a lot. I have them write their own stuff or Shakespeare because it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of improv, and they love it. It's just, it's so hard to have them be able to perform and have people hear them.
Yeah. And Kelly, a lot of the times from what we hear is when budget is cut at a school, a lot of the times
it's always the arts.
The arts are the ones that get hit the hardest.
Oh, yeah. We're the redheaded stepchild.
That's my question. Why has it always got to be the redheaded
stepchild?
I'm a redheaded stepchild.
So
that's
right. Kind of personally.
Like, where does that come from?
Right? But if you look at it, the arts help out these kids with their self-esteem.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You can use, you actually do use these things that you learn in
later
theater
in life,
later
yeah.
in life when you have to make a speech in front of your employer or employees.
And, or if you have an employer that's being rude and you have to pretend you like them still.
There's that. So, Kelly, we do want to give you this $1,000 so that you can buy that equipment for your theater students.
I could cry. I am so excited right now.
Please do.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Oh, and the kids are just back for the first day today, so will you be able to tell them, or are you just going to surprise them with the new equipment?
I don't know. You guys surprised me. This is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah. When they get the equipment, send us a little video of them playing with it.
Yeah.
We want to see how that works out for them.
Oh, definitely. They will be more than happy. They're always more than happy to make a video.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Or something. Make your whole song or something.
We love that.
Well, thanks for doing what you do as a teacher. I can tell in your voice that you really, truly love what you do. So thanks for doing it.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited for them.
And it's the theater teachers that continue to fight, even when they don't have a budget. They fight to get the kids to do it. And that's you, Kelly. Thank you so much for writing us.
Oh, thank you.
All right, hold on. We'll get you all set up, okay?
All right, great. Thank you.
KidNation.com is where she went and wrote us that letter. It's where you can go to if you're a teacher. We have another $1,000 for you with Beat the Bank. You can hopefully win up to that much. We'll announce names in about 10 minutes. But we got to get into the Raspberry Road Trip
2.
Okay.
With her boyfriend.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Okay.
Highly anticipated road trip, Kelly.
Oh, we were both looking forward to it so much.
Texas Tech Red Raiders. Playing West Virginia in Lubbock, Texas.
Uh-huh. Homecoming game.
The homecoming game.
Yeah.
And I always thought, I know it's true in high school, but maybe not in college, that you picked a team you know you can beat. for homecoming.
Normally
you want to have a win.
Yeah, you definitely
normally you
do.
They didn't do that in college, apparently.
Well, yeah. They thought they did.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It got smoked.
It was really bad.
I saw the post on Twitter from my friends.
The coach even, like, apologized.
Cliff did?
Yeah.
Come on, Cliff.
He's like, I'm so sorry. But, you know, I didn't, you know.
It wasn't about that
yeah.
for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it wasn't about that for me, because I didn't go to Texas Tech. But the people who do are awesome.
Yeah.
They're so sweet. Everybody was so generous and so fun. And nice I was surprised place. A lot of people recognized me. I'm walking around in my baseball cap, you know, to keep the sun off.
Hey, looking
not
for you,
to
girl.
Keep people uh-huh. away. Uh-huh. But, I mean, it was just like a lot of people, you know, yeah. listen to the show there. And they're so excited to have us there. So it was fun.
And you're not a... You're not a huge football fan.
I'm not, but I was embracing it, and
you were.
I looked like a Red Raider. I was wearing all the regalia.
Okay, good. Now, before you left, you said you may, at the tailgating, try your first beer.
I did a lot of things for the first time. On the way there on the road trip, which uh-huh. I stayed awake for, I'd say, 80% of it.
Okay,
but that's
good.
We didn't pull in until like 11:30 at night, and, you know, I was... About that last hour, and it's just pitch black. There's no street lights on Tired. Those West mm-hmm. Texas roads. Very small towns. It's fun to read the population signs. 402. You know, that's
yeah,
kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's nothing for people to do except go to, you know, the Dollar Tree. You'd see one, or maybe a Dairy Queen.
That's right.
And so we were recommended in Seymour to go to some barbecue place. And we pulled up and we passed a Dairy Queen. And I said, you know, I've never been to a Dairy Queen. And Alan's like, what?
Yeah, what?
You've never been to Dairy Queen? I was like, no, I've never been to Dairy Queen.
Never had a belt buster?
I've never been. U-turn, pull back up.
Oh, I'm
shocked. So I had chicken fingers with gravy.
Mm. All right.
Gravy was delicious, by the way. That was, and I was like, well, where's the honey mustard? You get gravy. And then I got a Blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to get a Blizzard.
I was so full. But it was great, and people were horrified. Oh. Go read the Facebook comments. People are mad at me.
What?
What kind of person has never eaten at a Dairy Queen? You call yourself a Southerner. Have you been raised under a rock?
Well, have you?
Shaking my damn head. All those little... I'm like, what are y'all talking about? They're mad at me, Al. Mad at me.
Because you've never been to Dairy
Very
Queen.
Very controversial.
Oh, man. Well, Kelly, I don't blame
you
him,
should,
Kelly.
You would believe it. It was crazy.
I don't blame him, Kelly. You're not
so,
American.
Oh, my gosh. I was just excited. It's like, wow, I am surprised you've never been to a Dairy Queen. I'm not mad at you
yeah,
about it.
They're yeah. mad at me.
Okay,
so we get there at 11:30, pass out, so tired.
Yeah.
But the next day, it's an 11 a.m. game.
Right, so you have to wake up, start tailgating, then start drinking.
You have to get
drinking.
Up early, yeah. So we had a lovely listener named Lee, who has apparently been buddies with Alan. They've been Facebooking and messaging back and forth. He is an Uber driver, he you know, okay. for extra money.
Yeah.
And
he was Snapchatting me
too.
Weekend.
He was giving
Snapchatting?
Because yeah. he was driving you guys around.
He was Snapchatting while driving?
Oh, no, not while you're driving.
No, oh, okay, like that he was your guy's driver.
He did.
Yeah.
He hit me up and goes, hey, JC, want to let you know I got Kelly and Alan
yes,
to their
did.
Spot safely.
Yeah. Yeah, he was
I'm
giving
like,
us
cool.
updates.
Yeah.
So he was there when we needed him. He was there on the money.
What time did you still have your first drink on Saturday morning before
well,
the game?
Well, we were invited to several tailgates,
uh-huh.
and the Kappa Alpha Order was nice enough to ask. We drove by because we were trying to find where we needed to be dropped off.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, there they are. And it's a bunch of young guys and stuff.
Oh, we're in college, Kelly. Yes.
Young, yeah. They're all in college.
Yeah,
right.
But then we were invited to the alumni tailgate.
Okay.
We thought, maybe we should stop by there first, just because yeah. that's probably more our age group, just to see what's going on.
It's probably air conditioning.
And this lovely lady named Dana just sent me an... You know, people think it's so hard to get a hold of us sometimes. She just sent me a message, like, on Facebook or something. I don't know if it was Facebook or email, because I give my email address. And she's like, hey, stop by. Here's where we are.
Yeah.
And we did.
Okay.
And we just stayed. They were so nice.
Oh, good.
You never went to the KA order?
No, it was far.
Oh, okay.
See, alumni can afford better yes. tailgate spots right next to the stadium.
Yeah, the frat house, you would have been a keg stand and walked 3 miles.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they were so nice. We met Kayla, who is like the president of the local chapter of Texas Tech alumni. So now Alan's got a place to go
okay,
watch
good.
Games with, you know, the alumni and stuff. She's
what?
Very sweet and listens every morning. She's already at work.
How do you
now.
Become the president of those? Do they have elections?
I don't know.
Elections,
okay,
yeah.
so
they do? Okay.
When did you try your first beer?
Well,
yeah.
Let me just say, I got to shout out to all the ladies who are there. So nice. Lindley
sponsors.
Was very nice, and her mama and daddy were there.
Uh-huh.
And Heather.
Okay, Heather.
And
yeah.
And Dana, like the one, she was the one that invited us.
Every sorority's got a Heather.
Amy and Deborah. I think.
Okay.
Deborah's the one that sent the email.
If you're just joining us, Kelly's doing her shout outs for the weekend.
These are sponsors. These are people that gave Kelly free stuff.
Deborah sent the email.
Okay.
Any more?
Dana sent us a gift basket.
Oh, she did.
It was waiting for us. With hanging with Mahomes. That was one of the shirts we got.
And Mahomes is who?
The quarterback.
There you go.
Did not have a good day.
No. Well, sometimes
but his arms hurt, they said.
Oh, my God. My fingers hurt.
She's with the Blue Pickle Boutique, if you want to stop by there.
Oh, the Blue Pickle.
What'd you pick up at the Blue Pickle, Kelly?
Yeah.
What'd you have
and
at
then,
the Blue Pickle?
And then, I got T-shirts and mugs. We got big beer steins.
Uh-huh.
Which leads me to my first, because I said I'd never tried beer. I'd put one to my lips, but I'd never had a swallow of beer before, because it smells weird.
Yeah.
So, Alan got out a Miller Lite.
Yes!
And
that's what you drink right
He said, you can just pretend you're drinking. I said, no. I said, I don't lie. I'm going to actually drink it.
Right.
So I popped the thing.
The cap. Can or bottle? Can or bottle?
It was a can.
Don't you feel cool when you go?
Can.
Yeah. Popping the cap. The tab was fun.
Yeah, tab.
And then I took a sip.
Okay.
Which was not nearly as controversial as my first trip to Dairy Queen. People weren't mad at me for taking a drink of beer. They were mad at me for having my first blizzard.
But it ended
at
one sip.
Did you like the beer?
One sip was enough. I let Alan.
Oh, you didn't drink a whole thing?
No. I was drinking at that point.
A Tito's.
Somebody made me, it's a
what was her name?
A Chilton.
Renee.
A Chilton, which is a vodka soda with lemon and salt.
Okay, is that the electric school drink?
Drinking a Chilton at that. No, that's just something at the bar there. So, we left the tailgate and we got field passes pregame and halftime thanks to Sandy Collins. She is the director of event operations.
Where'd you put all your thousands of dollars of free gifts?
But we actually were standing in the wrong area. She had to come and get us and move us to another area. We were standing where the recruits and are and you're not allowed to be near them.
Why? Because you can't talk to them?
In case there's any inappropriate conversation that could jeopardize something.
Well,
so we moved to the other end of the field, and we got to see the masked rider come out on the stallion. That was fun.
Were you in your suite at this point, or no?
No,
on the field.
We didn't have we had tickets in the stands that Alan bought.
You weren't.
Had we have known, we would have been graciously offered so many free things. We would have held off and buy the tickets. But we had seats in the blazing sun. Oh my goodness, I can't even
West
tell
Texas,
you.
West Texas, man.
Yeah.
It was so hot. And I was wearing a red T-shirt when I got...
Your chest was red.
No, Jenna, I thought... I put on SPF 70 before I left the room, SPF 50 during the game. And when I got back to the room, I was like, oh, my God! My chest is so red! Well, I took a shower. It all came off. It was the red dye from the T-shirt.
I saw that photo. I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's lobster.
Jenna, you should have seen my face when I got back to the room because I didn't know. And I had washed that shirt because I know how red dye is.
Red dye. It's
good. There was so much red dye in the shirt. When I took off my shirt to take a shower, I almost started crying. I'm like, I've never been that red in my life. And then I took the wash rag, and I was scared to death to put the wash rag on. I'm like, oh, that doesn't hurt. And I started scrubbing it, and it all came off.
That's funny. That's funny.
Look at the picture of me with Lee.
Yeah, I saw that.
The Uber driver. I'm so red, you feel sorry for me, but it was dye.
Did you guys go out afterwards?
We'd crashed. We had been... Alan had a few beers.
Yeah, okay.
And at halftime, we were losing so bad. We watched the Goin' Band, and then they did a wonderful tribute to cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back to the tailgate with our alumni friends.
Yeah.
And we just hung out there. We shut down the tailgate.
You did?
Everybody was gone, and we were still there.
Yeah, bro!
What time is that?
I don't remember. 3:34 o'clock.
What time was your paid appearance for the Lubbock affiliate for Mix 100?
Yeah, Alan and I did one.
There was a really what's the name of the dinner place we went to? Las Brisas? Las Brosas?
Did they give it to you for free?
No.
Okay, then you're
fine. We had to pay.
Las Brisas. It's a very nice steakhouse. And I told my girlfriend who was also there, I said, you should meet us there. She goes, no, we're not dressed nice enough for that. But in Lubbock, you don't have to dress up for anything. They keep it real.
It's a college town.
In baseball caps, Al. They were in there, and they were in their shorts.
That's why
they were
I like
wearing.
Small town.
They were so nice. Yes. It was one of the best dinners we ever had. I think it was Las Brisas.
Yeah.
Las Brisas?
Did they give you a key to the city at any point?
No.
Not one magic trick from Alan in front of the alumni?
We were invited back to Lindley's house.
Oh, yeah, Lindley.
But from the tailgate, we were like, we've got to take a nap because we've got these dinner reservations, but maybe we'll come by after. And he had everything ready. He had
Party
all his
through,
magic
girl.
Stuff. We were falling asleep in our plates. We were so, I'm like, baby, I got to go to bed. I was so tired. And then the next day,
college,
we got
to the party all night.
We went to a winery, which was really fun. We did a little tour because, the climate there, that desert-like climate, great great winery there, and we did that, did the little wine tasting, and then hit the road to come back home.
Nice.
All right.
It was nice. We had a fun time.
Are you on the Cliff Kingsbury bandwagon?
He's very handsome, isn't he?
You dig him?
But apparently, he's very secretive.
Dig him, Mr. Aggie.
He doesn't go out a lot. They were telling us a little, you know, intel on Coach Bro. I think they call him Coach Bro.
Coach Bro.
Coach Bro.
Coach Bro, because he's so cute.
He's so cool.
Not to be confused with the bro coach.
We're not really sure if he's dating anyone right now, but I did find out he dated Britney Spears very briefly back in the day.
What?
Oh.
When he was a professional player.
Okay.
And apparently, he doesn't go out in town much because I guess, you know, you're bombarded when you're that good looking and you're the college, you know, coach. So he like sends people out to buy his groceries and stuff. Wow. He has people that do that for him.
I'm going to start doing that.
Coach Bro's cool, man.
He's very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a good day Saturday.
No.
Sharp dresser, too.
So did you enjoy the
wonderful experience?
This was your first
tailgating
experience. So.
Yeah, we're going to go back because we had such a wonderful time.
Good.
Like at least once. I mean, that's still. It's hard. It's a 5-hour drive,
but it was still a lot of fun.
By the time you fly, and it's expensive.
Next time, Kelly's gonna be like, "Thanks to Martha for letting us borrow her private plane."
we got a place to stay.
There you go.
We always know where our parking spot is for tailgating now.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now you got your whole your thing going on down there.
We got our thing going on.
That's cool.
Next
you guys
time
fun.
You schedule a couple of appearances, get a little paycheck while you're down there.
Yeah, and it'll all be a wash.
Yep.
Maybe I'll do that.
Speaking of getting paid here, it's time for round two of Beat the Bank.
Yeah.
Kelly, will you call out those three names?
Please. I will. Give me 1 second. Angelica Pinella, Jay Markham, and Emery Flowers. Emery Flowers, Jay Markham, Angelica Pinella. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK. Get the first one of you three in. Gets to play Beat the Bank. If nobody calls in 10 minutes, we're going to open the lines up for everybody else. So keep listening to see if one of these three calls back.
Boom.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank. Trump says election is fixed. Hillary, she didn't get the email. Beat the Bank.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show, your number one source for political humor.
Yes. Sorry about you. Trump says the election's fixed. And Hillary, that woman apparently sends out more emails than anybody ever.
I know,
ever,
right?
Ever in life. Because I was thousands of emails. Thousands. I'm like, who's got that many dang emails? Apparently, she does.
I bet you have more unread than I do on your email.
I actually do, but that's why they're there. They're unread.
Right.
I'm going to get to them this afternoon, actually. 34,000, I think.
Wow.
I'm going to fix them this afternoon.
I have 27,000.
Please hack mine. Oh, no. Never mind. That was a joke.
Are you serious?
No, it was a joke.
Don't put that out there. What's your email again?
No, don't.
People try and do that. I get notifications all the time, like,
change
someone's trying to change your
right
password.
Now.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, stop it. Please. All right, let's meet our contestant. Hi, Emery Flowers.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Congratulations. You're the first one to call back. Means you get to play.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's exciting. What a great, interesting name. You have Emery Flowers. It is. It's like
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm the first one to call in.
You were?
Yeah.
What are you doing right now, Emery?
I'm actually sitting in the parking lot at my niece's school.
All right.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Are you going to Emory University?
I am not, no. Okay.
That's a logical question,
thanks,
though. It had to be asked.
Oh, God.
Oh, don't be nervous. Or you sound nervous?
No, you're fine.
I am really nervous. I'm, like, shaking.
We're just buddies here talking to you. Possibly give you some money. It's no big deal.
One more relevant question, please.
Okay, go ahead, Al.
Would you happen to be a florist?
I am not, no.
Yeah.
Be a great name for a flower shop. Flowers.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm just trying to make you feel better.
Right. Flowers.
Yeah.
Take that in there just in case you want to open it up, Emery.
Take a couple of deep breaths.
All right, Jenna,
it's going to be painless. Yeah, take a few deep. Hey, because just look at it this way. The only good things can happen, and the worst that can happen, you leave the same way you came to us today.
Right.
Okay?
That's true.
You're not going to be punished. So we're going to throw you inside the bank vault, and the banker's going to yell dollar amounts, steadily increasing. Hopefully he goes all the way to 1,000. He doesn't always do that, though, so you just got to say stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go, and you get to keep that amount of money, all right? But make sure you say stop, okay?
Okay, got it.
Yeah,
easy breezy.
You got this. You're going to make some money here. Al, how you feeling this round?
Like a half bloom.
Okay.
Half. Okay.
You're half bloomed is what he's feeling.
Yeah, maybe a little more than half bloomed.
Nice.
But that's
you feeling like
feeling...
a few dozen roses? Is that how much that would be?
It's just a feeling he has. Just he has no idea.
Yeah. None whatsoever.
Okay. You go with your gut, Emery. Yes. It's all up to you. All right, let's play
Beat the Bank. Ninety, 100, 260, 330, 410, 480.
Stop.
Okay.
Oh. Hold on, it started.
Oh, God.
$490.
$490. Hey, Emery Flowers.
Oh, my God.
All right. We had some conservative players today.
Hey.
That's all right. They,
yeah.
They're winners. They won.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous.
What are you going to do with $490, Emery?
I don't know. Probably just save it.
Or blow it. One or the other.
Yeah, go buy something nice.
Yeah.
Buy something and then save the rest. How
there
about
you go.
That?
That's true. Yeah. I'll think about what I need to buy.
All right. Okay. Just for fun, we do want to see how high the banker would have gone, okay? You already got paid.
Okay.
540. 660.
Oh, you sped up.
750.
Oh.
880.
Oh, is he going all the way?
Uh-oh.
Not bad.
All right, you got $490,
girl. That's all good.
Yep.
That's fine with me.
There you go.
See, I hear relief in your voice.
You know, yeah. She's glad it's over, right?
Yeah.
I'm just glad it didn't close on me.
That's
there you
right.
Go. There you go. Way to go, Emery.
All right, Emery, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we were just talking during the Showbiz Top 5 about our free passes.
Yep.
Our hall passes. These are... celebrities, they tend to be celebrities that your wife or your husband would allow you to possibly
get with,
hook up with, and Kate, just in case you happen to run into them.
Purely a hypothetical, but you know.
Big Daddy.
Because J-Lo was, she broke up with Casper Smart.
And yeah, and she's my free pass.
She's your free pass.
Yeah.
So Big Al posed the question for everybody out there in Kid Nation. Give us a call
if one of us
is your free pass. Now,
or your significant others.
Yeah. We have
just a big old ego stroke for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have many phone lines.
Yes.
13, 14 of them,
bad
boys.
Big
and we
fat.
Have 47
we're not doing
listeners.
A contest right now,
no, we're
so
not.
Nobody should be calling for
not,
that.
Not doing Beat the Bank.
Yeah. I mean, we pay an extra $5.99 a month to have those extra phone lines.
Yeah.
Of course we do.
It's a family plan.
We rich. But.
But.
That said, okay, we have some phones. Before we go to the phones here. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We have a couple text messages.
Okay.
Free pass. Jenna, definitely. That was one of the text messages we got.
Okay.
Thank you.
Kelly, you are mine.
Thank you.
Oh, nice.
And my boyfriend is okay with it. That's from Joey.
Ooh.
Yeah. JC with that new haircut.
I'm a gay man. I'm a gay man's free pass.
Oh.
You didn't get it?
I just realized that, yeah.
Hey, I'm just happy to be included.
She's a free pass. JC with that new haircut. Thank you for noticing. None of my coworkers said anything.
Oh, what am I going to say? You are skinned.
I said it. You are skinned.
It is skinned in the
back. I went one on top.
I thought you were going
longer.
What
did you do on the back?
I did too.
I get so tired of how much I have to talk to you. Like it's a therapy session about your hair going longer. And then you go and shave it all off like that.
Yeah.
You look bald.
Well, Kinsey wanted it for her birthday.
She wanted it skinned?
She picked the haircut.
Okay.
I just show up with the picture.
What number was it? Oh.
That's a one, I think, at the bottom. And then it goes to a two.
Is there anything less than a one?
No.
A half, maybe?
A zero.
You with got your Happy Meal?
It looks good, right?
It looks good.
Don't make me feel self-conscious now.
It looks good.
That's why we didn't mention it.
You hate it?
No.
It looks
you
fine.
You hate it?
It looks fine.
A little
fine.
Short for my taste, but that's okay.
Al, did you like it?
It looks fine. I really didn't pay much attention to it. I saw it Saturday.
At the party, did you like it, Jenna? No, she likes long hair.
Do you want to ask me?
No,
yeah, do you want my honest answer?
I don't want to.
It's fine.
Don't
it's
ask
fine.
Me.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Guys don't really care about guys.
So
hair.
Far, so Jenna, Kelly, and I are free passes.
All right.
Here's another one.
Yep.
My free pass would definitely be JC and part-time Justin.
Ooh.
Now full-time Justin.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, yeah. So
formerly known as part-time Justin.
So we do have One phone call.
Okay. Oh, boy, I'm shut out again. I think this is what happened.
Well, we haven't talked to this person yet.
I think this is what happened last time.
One phone call.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
That's all we have time for.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what it is.
Hey, Sean.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Well,
so it's a dude.
It could go either way.
It could go either way.
True.
Hey, who's your free pass, Sean?
Jenna.
No. Oh, hey, Sean.
And your girlfriend knows about this?
My wife, yeah.
Oh, your wife.
Wow.
And she's okay with it.
Yeah, her free pass is The Rock.
Wow. Whose isn't?
Yeah, you really
not
can't
mine,
say
baby.
About that.
I'm not.
So you guys have had this conversation.
Thank you guys for taking this call. I've been listening to since 1996, first time calling, and I started listening back when Bert was still on the show.
Oh, that is right when Al joined really.
When Al joined, he was late every morning, I remember.
I wasn't like a regular back then, but okay, let's go with that.
Hey, Sean, do you feel like your wife has a better shot to get with The Rock than you do with Jenna?
Who's talking to him right now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You feel like she has a better shot?
All guys have a feeling
and
that
they're you're through on the phone?
Oh
yeah, she's hot. My wife's hot. She's got a better chance.
Are you not hot?
No, I'm not hot.
at least you're honest about it. But you're funny, right?
Yeah. She chose you. Yeah.
Especially when you compare yourself to The Rock, you know?
Yeah, I got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, we are known as reachers. That's what we are, Sean.
That's cool,
we reached above
I'd prefer
the standard.
A funny guy.
Yeah,
I married up.
Yeah, we definitely.
Good for you,
man. Good for you, Sean.
Hey, thanks for calling, Sean.
You keep it in check.
Have a great day.
You too, brother. Look at that. You know, we're talking about my wife and her free pass. I forgot who it was. I thought it was, let's see if she still knows. She's on the phone right now. Hi, Kinsey.
Hi. Sorry. We just had an entire pancake spill.
Okay.
Is that my son crying in the background?
Yeah. Here. It's okay. Look. Sit down.
Okay. Regular pancakes or blueberry or what?
Chocolate chip?
No, and I made them fresh today because Chloe was asking for fresh pancakes.
Are you
not frozen.
Are you able to walk around today? Because it was rough yesterday after your surprise party.
Yeah, I'm fine now. I'm going to be a really good mom today.
Turns out we can't recover as fast as we once could.
There's nothing worse than the guilt you feel as a mother after partying so hard the next day. You're useless and you feel so guilty.
Oh, my God. I had to take the kids to McDonald's so they could play in the playground.
Just drop them off and go back and get them later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kinsey, who's your free pass? I forgot who it is.
Oh, Enrique Iglesias.
Oh.
Now, do you remember?
Yeah, and I remember.
Who's the next one?
So cute.
And every time we see him, because we've met him a few times, and he always hits on her. No, you could only have one.
Who's next? But if you could have two, just check.
You, Al.
Thank you, Kinsey.
Oh.
What?
That's not funny.
Yeah, sure it is.
It's not funny.
She laughed.
Is that real? Is that real, Kinsey?
Yeah.
Thank you, Kinsey.
I think she's doing a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, now do you feel like punching him?
No.
See? Oh, come on.
I
we
can't
got
punch my friend.
Everything.
Someone went and got
She went. Jenna went and got boxing gloves out of her car.
Why do you guys want us to punch each other
bad?
Just
for fun.
Punch Trey.
One punch each?
Punch
one
Trey.
One punch each.
I don't want to get hit today. I didn't.
One punch each, Al.
I don't want to get hit
You were
today.
The one threatening to kick Casper Smart's butt.
I will.
We got to train.
But not today.
And I will
but
kick.
But just not today. Yeah. I don't feel like
I will kick Casper's butt.
Okay. Okay, we got another one here. Alan's my free pass. So even Alan's getting some love on there.
Oh, abracabooya.
I don't blame you. He's so dreamy.
Here you go.
Abracabooya.
Here we go, guys. Hey, Hannah.
Hey.
Who's your free pass?
If I was in the guys, it would be Al.
There you go, Al.
Okay, I'll take that.
All right. You go.
I'll take the lesbian pass.
Yeah,
sure.
There you go, Al.
Sure.
Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you very much, Hannah.
Thank you, Hannah.
Yeah.
You made him feel better.
So nice of you.
If I were into lesbians, I would choose you.
Well, you are into girls.
Well, you know.
They're girls.
Yeah.
That's true.
Girls.
I mean, I'm just saying.
So, what are you trying to say?
I'm just saying. I was
you don't even
returning
know what she looks like.
Al, if you were into guys, who would your office free pass be? Which guy in the office?
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, that's more fun.
Be
who
honest.
Would it be? If you were into guys, be honest.
Be
which
honest.
One of these Which one of these guys in here would it be?
We're all going to answer.
We all are.
No, we all are.
Yeah, we're all going to answer.
Go ahead.
Obviously, JC already has one. He's ready to tell it.
No.
Nick.
Nick Adams would be your free pass?
Yes.
New dad Nick?
Yeah, new dad Nick.
He's got like that librarian vibe, you know, like when they take off their glasses,
the glasses
watch out.
Yeah. All clean cut and stuff.
So Nick would be your free pass.
Yeah, I see that.
Me and you, Nick. It's me and you, buddy.
There you go. There you go.
What about you, JC?
We ran out of time.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.